Yo, I'm back. This is the Foul Hooked Whitey, my esteemed partner, Montana fishing guide, father, husband, Brandon Booty.
What up, everyone?
Booty.
Thanks for the nice intro.
Well, damn, it's all true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, I really am. There's a lot going on in my life, and I'm not going to waste a ton of time talking about it, but I've been doing good. First of all, I'm amazed by our weather.
Yeah,
jeez,
came out of nowhere. Huh?
God, what a nice March, huh?
Yep.
It's gorgeous, right? I mean, here we sit, South Central Montana, tailwaters fishing good, Freestone's fishing good. I had a day on a local fishery, a small one, and I mean, this is a place I fished hundreds of times. Okay, I'm not going to mention it. You know, I'm not going to mention it because, you know, even though apparently our broadcast has fucking plummeted again, I'll get to that later. I mean, I'm not going to mention it. It's not worth the flack.
Yeah, I've been trying to get out there.
Fuck. I'll tell you what. So I go to this fishery, you know, two Mondays ago, and I'm immersed in some shit. You know, a lot of it's good shit, but you know, I'm occupied. I need a fucking day out desperately.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like you haven't fucked in 6 months. It's got to happen.
That's a good way to put it.
It's true. I mean, God knows, 6 months. I mean, that's a death sentence. But anyway, I ended up deciding to take this day, even though I had 9 million other things to do. And I mean, let's face it, and that's where it's at when it comes to being a dedicated angler, where you're really able to say fuck it all and go fishing.
Well, you need it sometimes.
Well, yeah, I definitely did. So this Freestone, and locals are going to know what I'm talking about. But this Freestone, you know, after that monstrous flood in 22 we had, you know, in the Beartooth area, the Beartooth Wilderness, Stillwater drainage, Rock Creek drainage, whatever. Fucking, you know, once in a thousand year flood. It was big time.
Yeah.
So that flood, as you know, hurt our populations.
Oh, a lot.
Fuck, I don't know where they went.
A lot.
You know, where I don't know where they went. But there's not as many trout in some of our local streams, right? So I go to this fishery. And I went on a really good friend, a good customer's tip. Okay? Just maybe a different spot, maybe an old spot, but still just a good tip. And I tell you what, that motherfucker knows what he's talking about. Shit. You know, I had basically a fishless morning. First 90 minutes, I'm just fishing cream. Every 50 feet's cream.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even get that on the horn.
No.
Yeah. Not even close. But you know what I'm talking
about.
That's
what I love about that creek.
You know? God damn, yeah. Right? Every 50 feet is cream. Every 50 feet can make your day. I love that. First morning, saw a couple of kind of sluggish chases on some smaller fish. That's it. But I'm like, fuck, at least that's a couple of trout.
Yeah, you got to get away from the access.
Yep.
Good, I think.
Yes, you're right, of course. You know, and then, you know, Jesus. From 12 to 3, 12:30 to 4, every bucket gave me something.
You think that's with the sun coming out?
I do. I think there's a temperature thing, no doubt. Yeah. I also think that what you just said is straight up. Like, if you're fishing public, and I was, if you're not past where you see boot tracks, you're not into it.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, there's a couple other people that might have the nuts to, you know, go 2-3 miles upstream on a fucking Freestone, which is a snotty bowling ball situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is, it was really fulfilling because I needed it, and I ended up having a good active day in the afternoon, including a couple of maybe snaky 18s. But, you know, for March, you know, I'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. So that's what I'm going to kind of talk about today is the big question for everybody out there. But before I get into any of that, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in. And once again, the inconsistency of the Foul Hooked Whitey and Booty is apparent. We go from a bump to a dump. And supposedly, there's fewer than 15 fucking listeners now. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm you know, that hurts a little bit considering all the effort that's put into this.
Yeah.
No, there's no effort.
We need to get that up, though.
We need to get that up. So hopefully this one will do it. So the big question now is how do you get your fly fishing orgasm? That's the official title. Remember that. How do you get your fly fishing orgasm?
I like that.
Well, I mean, you know, as I break this down, it's going to come into focus that we all get a fly fishing orgasm as we fish.
Yeah.
Else would you fucking, I mean.
There's a peak, you know.
There's a peak. Okay.
No, I mean, where you're fishing, what you're fishing,
well,
means a lot more.
Okay. There's a bunch of different ways to get off.
Yeah.
With fly fishing, to have your orgasm.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think it's different with everybody. Not everybody, but there's certain classes of anglers in terms of that are similar in how they get their fly fishing orgasm.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I'll explain to you where mine comes from at the end of these episodes. But I'll break down first. Number one is, you know, the gear guy. The gear guy who's a great customer. But he's somebody who's fascinated with gear, right? I mean, buys only the best. May not even fish all of that shit.
Yeah.
Right? A gear guy. He is the angler that comes the quickest. The gear guy's orgasm, fly fishing orgasm, it comes the quickest. He can't help himself. You know, it doesn't mean he's any less of a man, or, you know, and again, I'll say it. I love equipment buyers. My God, of course, the gear guy's my friend.
He's the two pump chump.
I'm not going to say that, but he's the guy that's going to come the quickest, have his orgasm the quickest, because his rush, his orgasm, happens probably without even fishing.
As he's at the purchase.
Oh,
huh?
Fuck! At the purchase, it that's his set of high heels. You get it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's his twitch. That's what makes him go, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but I would say that, like, he, you know, the gear guy, in terms of fly fishing orgasms, is definitely the one the most likely to, you know, prematurely ejaculate.
Yeah.
I mean, just because, again, it's all about something other than the fishing. Now, does good gear make a difference in terms of somebody's fishing experience?
Yeah, it can, yeah.
Fuck, it definitely does to me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the gear guy, but I definitely want good shit, right? And I always bought good shit, even before I got into the biz, okay? So, you know, again, nothing to take away from the gear guy, but the gear guy is definitely the easiest to achieve a fly fishing orgasm. Okay? Out of all the categories of anglers.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right. So number two in that category, and this is somebody that also is somebody that doesn't need to actually have the act of fishing involved in their fly fishing orgasm. And I call them the pretenders.
Okay.
Now, I've got a lot of customers, not a lot, but some that I call that are pretenders. They're really nice people. Their intentions are there. They want to fish. But for some reason, these fucking people, they don't go fish. I mean once or twice, right, in a year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but they're in here. They're talking it. They're buying shit. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, have you been out? No, not yet. Hopefully this summer. And I'm like going, you know, fucking March and April's the time.
Yeah.
Right? The pretender don't care about that, because the pretender gets off. The pretender has his fly fishing orgasm just simply talking about it or thinking he's part of it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
That to me is just.
It's like the phone sex.
Oh, I mean, thank you for that. I needed that material. Right, you're right. It is like kind of like the phone sex. It's kind of like the strip club.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the strip club. Right. It's. Okay,
ain't gonna get wet, but you know he can.
Wow, booty.
You know, jeez. Well, wow. him or the you know the premature ejaculation ain't getting in the water.
No.
Right?
But, no. You know. No. No. Well, the gear guy might fish. I mean, the gear guy does fish. But I was saying that his orgasm comes with that purchase of that nice rod. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Right. The pretender.
Yeah, you know, makes sense.
Right. The pretender, his orgasm comes by in buying some indicators from me, asking me what's going on. And I'm sitting there going, oh, you know, things are starting to fish, everything's clear, blah, blah, blah. And he's just sitting there starting to quake, getting ready to come. I mean, like, it's... Right, you understand? I mean, that's what the pretender is, right? He's getting off just fucking buying some fucking Oros from me, right? And I'm sitting there going, you know, no, bitch, you're missing it. You're missing it.
Yeah.
But the pretender don't care, because the pretender is never going to be somebody who works at it. I'm not saying that they can't get competent and proficient. I got a guy that's a good customer. He's kind of a nice man, okay? I'll say kind of. And he's the classic pretender, right? Because this guy will buy the best shit that you could buy, not know anything about it before he's asking, which means you just basically convince him what your pick is, which is credible, fair, right? I'm a Sage guy. I'm trying to sell the motherfucker a Sage.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, he might fish... a local person here, two or three times a year, all with guides. Four or five times a year, all with guides. Like this guy, you know, has the interest in, you know, he's a combination gear guy and a pretender. But, you know, either way, this guy, you know, has his fly fishing orgasm without really doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I see. You know, that's the point. Everybody who considers themselves an avid fly fisherman, okay, I don't care who you're going to ask this question to, if they answer yes, they're in this category of, you know, what's your fly fishing orgasm, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretenders, there's not a ton of them. There's not a ton of them. Pretenders are, you know, they're kind of like cucks. So, something weird like that, right?
That's a good way to put it, too.
They are. That's right. Yep. It's like, right? You can bang my old lady, but you can't enjoy it.
Yeah, and he's not doing the banging. That's the thing.
No, that's the He's that's the whole thing. It's kind of one of those things. It's the pretending.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, you do you. I'm not bagging on anybody pretending. I need the strike indicator sale. Okay. But that's kind of those two categories right there to me. Those are how we're going to start off. What's your fly fishing orgasm? All right? You got anything else? You want to add anything to this?
No, I love your comment. I think this is hilarious.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to define this in a tawdry way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? We talked about that word, tawdry. Right?
Yeah.
Tongue in cheek. Clearly, it's way past tawdry. It's inappropriate. Especially after your wet comment.
Yeah.
Right?
I was talking about the water.
Yeah, I know you were.
The H2O
water. Yeah, high-quality H2O. So everybody that's considered would answer yes to being an avid fisherman. There's a trigger in what their fly fishing orgasm is. Right? Because why did they go to fishing with a fly? There's a bunch of reasons, right? But at the end of the day, fly fishing has to be the most fulfilling. You know, right? Out of all the fishing that's done, what could be more fulfilling than what we do?
I don't know, but we're biased.
We are, but we're a tiny number too.
Yeah.
So out of all the fishermen that are in North America, let's just say, we're a tiny number. I mean, we're the tiniest, I'm sure, in terms of, you know, if you consider yourself exclusively fly fishing.
Yeah.
There's some people that kind of, you know, do them both, that's for sure, but avid fly fishermen, I don't think we're the big numbers.
Yeah, we're a huge minority for sure.
Yeah, we are. So it's kind of one of those things. So we're going to break it down further. What's your fly fishing orgasm? This is the Foul Hooked Whitey for Brandon Booty. Out.